the meeting to order, please. Start with the roll call.
Governor Pat Quinn, Secretary Schneider, Chair Wolf.
Here.
Director Bates.
Here.
Director Darcy.
Here.
Director Gonzalez.
Here.
Director Peterson.
Here.
Director Reddick.
Here.
Director Sweeney.
Director Towns.
Here.
Director Weisman.
Okay.
We have a call.
Thank you very much, Marlene. I understand we have one person here prepared to give public comment and another who is expected. So why don't we start with Beth Doria and Mr. Perez. He's on. Okay. So Mr. Perez will be here by the time you are done. Help yourself to the podium. Just to remind you, we are on the air, so friends and family will be able to see this endlessly and put it on the loop.
40 seconds of fame.
Yep.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for the opportunity to address you this morning. My name is Beth Doria, and I'm the Executive Director of the Federation of Women Contractors. Our organization has been in existence for 25 years and is made up of over 125 women construction owners specializing in various trades within the industry. As a frame of reference, the average time in business of our members is 25 years or more, so they are very experienced, well-established businesses that have survived the ups and downs of this industry. Despite the longevity, however, experience and reputation of these women, they continue to face an uphill battle when it comes to being utilized on tollway projects. With very few exceptions, they are solicited and awarded only the amount of work needed to satisfy prime contractors' aspirational goal requirements on projects, despite their capability to do much more. With the launch of the Tollways Move Illinois program, it is essential that there be a wide range of opportunities for all contractors to participate, including both small and disadvantaged firms. With an expansive program of this size, there is plenty of work to go around. More importantly, the inclusion of small and diverse firms on these projects expands the Tollways pool of available qualified firms, thereby promoting greater competition. However, in order to provide opportunities to small and disadvantaged firms, it will be essential for the tollway to break down the projects into smaller packages, a process referred to as unbundling. This can be done effectively without causing delay to the construction schedule with proper management. We believe the Small Business Enterprise Initiative that is being proposed is a well-thought-out program that can be implemented with maximum success. The various project sizes will provide opportunities for a number of qualified firms to secure the necessary bonding, thereby allowing them to compete. The bonding requirement on larger scale projects of the past have always been a barrier to entry for many smaller MWDBE companies on tollway projects. I would like to further suggest to you and remind you that the term smaller, as in smaller firms, does not mean less capable or less responsible. There are myriad reasons why smaller firms have been unable to successfully compete on past tollway projects, many of which were identified during a series of meetings with the tollway on unbundling. I firmly believe that the implementation of a small business enterprise program will provide that smaller firms are capable of successfully and satisfactorily completing work for the tollway, and I strongly urge you to provide them with the opportunity to prove themselves by supporting this important initiative. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Are there questions for Ms. Doria from any of the board members? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I see Mr. Perez come in.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Jorge Perez, and I'm the Executive Director of HACIA, the Hispanic American Construction Industry Association. And I want to thank you for this time this morning to hear me on behalf of our board of directors voice our support for the small business initiative, small business program that you have here at the tollway, or will be implementing. Our organization is made up of architects, engineering firms, and contractors from various trades. And we echo a lot of what Beth Doria has mentioned in the Federation of Women Contractors in regards to the unbundling initiative. Albeit while it's just starting off, we do think that it will provide additional opportunities for our members, but we also believe that the small business program is definitely crucial because it does provide that pathway for capacity building for smaller firms to begin to do future work for the tollway. And since this is the beginning of a much long-anticipated multi-year plan and program for redevelopment here, we believe that it is crucial that you do have this small business program. And so a lot of the things that Beth had mentioned this morning are echoed by our membership, my board of directors. But we do want to stress that you do not that you do make sure that the small business program is separate from other goals that are in other projects, whether they be unbundling or not, that it is specifically a separate initiative and seen that way and isn't something that is seen in a, you know, in place of other goals from other parts of the projects that get rolled out. So again, on behalf of HACEA, its board of directors, I want to thank you for this time and ask that you support the small business program. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's see if there are any questions before you duck away. I know Mr. Geraldo is going to be making a presentation on this later. I guess one thing I'd be curious about, if either of you would comment about how small or big is small. I mean, the definition of what a small business is that something that has been negotiated as part of this? Is this a standard that's applied throughout the region
think,
or the country?
I'm sorry. I think the standard that is out in the program now is exactly what we're thinking of. Firms that are sales of less than $10 million of gross revenue, and typically that's where you want to be, so we don't have any concern in terms of what the parameters are for this.
I think that it was said, and we can discuss it in Gustavo's presentation, but we look to a statutory parameter, right, for the definition of small business. So, you know, we obviously, as we mentioned, this is a work in progress for us, and if, you know, approved and agreed on by the board today, and I know we discussed this with the Finance Committee, you know, we'll be working over the summer and over this construction season to kind of test it out, see how it works, and we'll come back to you if there's any tweaking. But right now that we're recommending to adopt the statutory standard or the statutory threshold.
Thank you. Appreciate your both of you coming. Thank you. We ask for a motion to approve the minutes of the. I'm sorry.
I think that these were not distributed in time for everybody to ultimately.
I'm sorry.
You know, have the appropriate amount of time to review them. So we apologize.
And the executive session minutes have not been processed yet. I take responsibility for that. So we'll have the minutes for the March 28th meeting at our main meeting. And I ask your patience with us. Thank you very much. Let's start with committee reports. So we start with finance.
Finance Administration Operations Committee met on April 17th. Finance had two items on the agenda. The first item was the one-year renewal of the liability insurance program for commercial general liability, business automobile, and excess liability coverage for a total protection of up to $150 million. Total premium, including the brokerage fees, is a little over $1 million and reflects a 6% increase. The increase was related to and reflected the impact of the latest catastrophes that we've had in Hurricane Sandy, Superstorm Sandy on the industry. So that was we had anticipated that in the budget, so we were prepared for that in our budget. The second item was the authorization of a 2-year, 8-month extension of two J.P. Morgan standby bond purchase agreements. The primary purpose of these agreements is to provide a source of funds to purchase and hold any tender bonds that cannot be remarketed by the remarketing agents. The pricing includes an annual fee not to exceed 57.5 basis points, which is an improvement over the 75 basis points we're currently paying. Procurement had three items, an order against the CMS master contract for Navistar parts and maintenance of the tollway trucks, also renewal of an RFP for project management and tech planning services, and extension of an emergency contract for lubricants, greases, and oils. Engineering, the chief engineer provided a short presentation on some larger construction projects between 70 and 150 million that will be advertised later this year. The tollway remains committed to creating a broad range of construction contract opportunities and is on track to award 15 unbundled contracts this year. However, the engineering does recognize there is a need to develop larger contracts sometimes to maximize the customer service and safety, and also some other efficiencies with manageability of the projects. and cost efficiencies too. These larger contracts will be advertised for the I-90 bridge over the Fox River, and two larger contracts at the systems interchanges between the proposed Elgin O'Hare and the I-290. In addition, engineering also presented eight items for approval. One was a construction contract was for the advanced purchase of steel beams for some bridges on I-90, and other was for pavement and parking lot repairs along I-90. Another item was a design supplement for work on I-90, a final release of retainage, two land acquisition items, an intergovernmental agreement that would allow the University of Illinois to develop a life cycle assessment tool to assist the tollway measuring the sustainability of our roadway from planning to recycling at the end of its life. Also, there was a resolution allowing diversity and engineering to work together to implement and administer the Small Business Initiative. I know that Gustavo's going to give a presentation, so we'll go into detail to get presented in our committee meeting. We did have two public comments in support of the SBA, of the Small Business Initiative, from the president of the African American Contractors Association and the president of the Illinois Hispanic Chamber of Commerce also spoke in support at our committee meeting. Legal had two items. One was an intergovernmental agreement with Kane County in connection with the tollways work at I-90. The tollway will be fully reimbursed for the $39,000. Also, there was a request for an authorization to secure IGAs with multiple municipalities and to formally join their municipal aggregator programs pursuant to executive order of state agencies to review their purchase of electricity. The tollway has determined that it will be cost effective and operationally superior to approach local municipalities in their programs to see if they're available along the tollway system where we can benefit from those. I believe that is it. Thanks.
It was a very good committee meeting, and if you have questions, we can either raise them now or at the time that we go through the consent agenda. Any questions now?
So I just have one point that I need to bring to your attention that I was not aware of. And it's when I requested on item number 7 on the engineering agenda for your approval to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with the University of Illinois to do this life cycle assessment tool. At the FAO committee, I requested that, you know, we would ask for an upper limit on that IGA of $1.2 million. And the proper business number now I have discovered is, and what's shown on the board agenda, is $1,274,837. So I don't believe that that can just be placed on the agenda as a consent item, and I can either restrict it to $1.2 million and we can move forward, or I could re-present it to the full board and seek your, you know, approval on it.
Why don't we, if it's okay with you, we'll present it to the full board when we get to that point on the agenda.
Okay.
Is that fine?
That's fine. Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you. Director Gonzalez had a very expeditious audit committee meeting. Would you be willing to report on that?
Sure. The audit committee did meet on April 17th. We reviewed the 2012 internal cycle audit. The Fiscal Control and Internal Act requires that this cycle audits be done every 2 years, and it was a rather quick meeting because we had no findings in 2012, which is excellent. We also went over the status of the external audit that is being done for the period ending December 31st, 2012. They are on schedule to complete the audit by June 30th, 2013. We also had an update on the mandatory compliance that we have to now conduct in regard to our credit card processing. Because we have reached over 6 million transactions, it does require mandatory compliance testing by outside third parties. So we will be seeking an external firm to provide the annual assessment on those payment cards. We also had discussion on the vacancy that is currently in the internal audit department. The position of internal audit manager is vacant, and we do feel that as we are as we are moving forward with more transactions, especially now that we have mandatory compliance assessments that are being required, and also more of the transactions that are going to be occurring with the Move Illinois program, we feel that this position needs to be filled sooner than later. So we're looking to fill that position as quick as possible. That concludes my report.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Chair Gundahl? Okay, thank you. I just had three quick additional comments to make. One was I did have an opportunity to speak to Women in Transportation earlier this week, and I just want to comment that whenever I'm out on behalf of the tollway, I get great compliments on how well the tollway works and how well people work with the staff. I think everybody there who was part of the industry was really in high support of what we do. I always ask people, is there anything we can do better? And nobody gave me any suggestions. So, and they were very pleased with the direction that we're moving on, the unbundling and the small business initiative. So it was very rewarding. And since I got to get the credit, I wanted to pass it along to the people who actually do the work. And then two other quick things. I wanted to thank the board members who were able to get to the Earth Day Summit on Monday. Happy Earth Day, several days late. We are working our way through making sure that the transportation agencies can come together and work together and try to achieve some ways of thinking about improving the quality of transportation, economic development, and sustainability within the region. We got an assignment, I think, from the chairs of the other board to work with Secretary Schneider to try to figure out how we create some strategies around improved cooperation, and we will execute on those. I also wanted to bring your attention, and maybe before you leave, somebody could share with you, there was a compilation of the work that had been done cooperatively among the agencies over the last year since the last Earth Day Summit, which I thought was very impressive. I think it's worth reviewing. As you know, one of the things that Governor Quinn has charged us with is figuring out how to work better with the other transportation agencies. And I just want to commend Christy and her staff and the people at the other transportation agencies for the kind of work that's been done. So, and I do commend this to you. You can look at it. And then finally, I know that Bill O'Connell is going to do a presentation on the bond sale, and I just wanted to comment again on that, of how proud I was of the tollway. I got to go with Mike Stone and Mike Kelsch and Bill out first, and with Christy first, to a lunch in Chicago, and then travel east to Boston and New York. And basically, we told our story, which you'll hear about from Bill, but it was just, I thought, extremely well received, and the results seemed to validate that, and it was, again, just a source of great pride to be able to present the work that the tollway has done over the last several years. And the people who are thinking about investing asked all the right questions, and I think we can be very proud of the answers we were able to give about the quality of the work that goes on, both in the construction side and also in terms of the internal management of the agency and the relationships that we've created with a lot of the entities in the state that are also a part of the calculus that the bond acquirers put into their decision about whether or not they're actually going to buy these bonds. So it was actually very interesting. It was cold and wet on the East Coast, but we were out of Boston before, thankfully, the unpleasantness. So I just wanted to commend and thank the staff for that as well. And Christy, we missed you on the East trip, but you made the right decision to stay here. Nobody was prepared to deliver a baby. So I had been told, Christy, I was trying to review what my Lamaze class was. Too long ago. So those were my three comments, and I think we've been turning to Christy's remarks.
Great, thank you. So I wanted to announced to the entire board that we're very pleased. Cassandra Rouse is our new chief internal auditor. As you may know, Cassandra has been serving in an acting capacity since November of last year, and before acting as chief internal auditor, she was the manager of internal audit, which is now the vacancy that you mentioned that needs to be filled. So, you know, she's obviously proven herself in this role, and we're thrilled to have her as the new real permanent, or not permanent, as permanent as any of us want to be, chief internal auditor. So congratulations to you on that. Little news on a very different note. On the evening of our last board meeting, as many of you know, March 28th, there was a traffic crash that took the life of one of our District 15 officers. Trooper James Sauter. Having attended the funeral services for him, I know how deeply he touched the lives of others and how much he was admired for his kindness and compassion and sense of duty. District 15 and its troopers are assigned to serve and protect our 286-mile system. We sometimes don't fully appreciate what a dangerous job that can be. And, you know, having met with the trooper's family and young wife, who was fairly newlywed, I think, within the last 2 to 3 years, you know, obviously very sad occasion, and our hearts go out to him. So we are saddened at the loss of this trooper. We recognize that our state police unit does an excellent job serving the tollway and its customers, and I know our hearts go out to his family and friends and to the Illinois State Police for this incredible loss. So, Captain Perez, I know you'd like to say a few words. We welcome you to say a few words. He sounded like a tremendous young man.
He was. Thank you. There's little I can add that hasn't been said in the past month about Jim. He is everything we want in our police officers, and he's the epitome of what a trooper should be. I can tell you his love of service and his dedication to his oath of office was only surpassed by his love for his wife, Elizabeth. So, it has been a very trying month for us, and I want to thank the board. Thank you, Madam Chair, and all the board of directors for the staff you have here. Paul, you, John Benton, your staff, that night for the technical assistance and everything since then, the entire Toll Authority board, the entire Toll Authority, for the assistance to us, your thoughts, the cards, the notes, the calls, and I'm sure the prayers. We are very grateful on behalf of the department, on behalf of me personally, and I'm sure on behalf of Liz. Thank you very much for your support.
Thank you. Maybe we could rise and have a moment of silence. Thank you. Our prayers and wishes go to his family.
As the chair mentioned last week, the Illinois Tollway issued $500 million in revenue bonds to help fund the Move Illinois program. This is our first bond issue for the Move Illinois program, so it sets a bar for the financing that we can expect throughout the program. As she mentioned, I think we're all very pleased with the outcome of all of the work, particularly of the finance department and others here at the Tollway. Mike Stone, my chief of staff, was also very much involved, as was David Goldberg, the general counsel. And I think we had what was a very very good result for the Tollway. We believe that the Tollway received some very competitive rates, especially considering, you know, the particular challenges that are faced right now by the state of Illinois. The Tollway team was also very proactive in marketing these bonds. We did a lot of investor outreach in Chicago. That was a meeting that I attended, but also, as mentioned, traveling to the East Coast to make sure that investors were educated about the Tollway and had an opportunity to ask us questions directly. And as a result, the new Tollway bonds were well received in the market. Bonds were priced to produce re-offering yields. I'm really reading this now. I should really let just Bill and Kathy go on through the presentation, to be honest with you. But we're priced to produce reoffering yields ranging from 2.86% to 3.53%, and yields to maturity ranging from 3.35% to 4.22%, which they will be happy to explain to you when they go through the presentation. So these rates are well below borrowing costs that we expected in the Move Illinois program, so it does set a very good standard and a good bar for us for future offerings. So great job to our team on the sale. Here to provide us with some more detail is our Deputy Chief of Finance, Kathy Williams, and Capital Budget Specialist, Bill O'Connell.
I apologize, Kathy. I didn't realize you were presenting.
Thank you. Thank you, Christy. So as Christy mentioned, as part of the financing plan for Move Illinois,
Last week, the tollway sold $500 million of bonds, the first of two anticipated new money issues for 2013. Earlier this month, Fitch raised the tollway's negative outlook since 2009 to stable, and all ratings were confirmed at AA3 or AA-, which is a very high rating in the toll sector. The Series A bonds are one of two issues. The second issue will be in the fourth quarter of 2013, or possibly the first quarter of 2014. The two senior underwriters were J.P. Morgan and Loop, and the two financial advisors were Public Financial Management and Acacia Financial Group. We're pleased with the execution of the underwriters and the support and the advice we received from the financial advisors during this process. So the bonds were priced on the 18th, and the funds will be received as settlement on the 16th of May. The tollway was able to take advantage of an interest rate market near historical lows, and this was to lock in part of the debt financing portion again of the Move Illinois funding. The bonds were sold at a rate of 5%, which is a common interest rate structure in the muni market, and compares favorably to the conservative 6% interest cost projection used in the Move Illinois plan. The bond yield was 3.44% to the call date and 4.11% to the maturity date. And the bonds were sold at a premium generating $562 million in proceeds from the $500 million issue. The bonds are callable beginning January 1st, 2023. And as such, there may be refinancing opportunities in the future to reduce that 4.11% yield further. And now I'll ask Bill O'Connell to come up and discuss our extensive marketing efforts and a little bit more around the day of pricing and the events that led to some of the pricing that we got, the good pricing that we got. We believe the extensive marketing efforts had a positive effect on the pricing that the tollway received.
Thank you, Kathy. The marketing efforts in selling these bonds were extensive and included a recorded web-based investor presentation and investor luncheons in Chicago, Boston, and New York, and a presentation at a transportation conference in New York as well. At each of the luncheon presentations and the investor conference, there were also one-on-one meetings with institutional investors. We reached over 30 institutional investors through our marketing efforts. Participants at the marketing efforts were the chair, the executive director, chief engineer, general counsel, chief of staff, the chief and deputy chief of finance, and myself. The table at the bottom of this page shows the structure of the bonds. We have amortization from 2027 through 2038. Most of the principal is in the later 3 years that are grouped into the term bond in 2038. 70% of the principal is near the end of the curve. That was done for two reasons. One, the tollway has none of its outstanding debt service coming due in 2036, 7, and 8, and also the interest rate market is very favorable right now for long-term borrowing rates, and we wanted to take advantage of that. The final slide we have speaks to the strong investor demand that was achieved with the bond sale, which is really critical because we're issuing $500 million now, but we're also planning to issue $3 to $4 billion in the upcoming 3 years. So establishing a strong and expanded investor